Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 2. Living in the Divine Trinity, Abiding in Christ as the True Vine, Saturday. 1 John 2:20 and 27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you. But as His anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in Him. 2 Corinthians 1:21 through 22. But the one who firmly attaches us with you unto Christ and has anointed us is God. He who has also sealed us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord and will instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. Romans 8:27. But he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to God. Psalms 133, 1 through 2. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity. It is like the fine oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard, that ran down upon the hem of his garments. Ephesians 4:3 through 6. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Related reading. We abide in the triune God by the person of the linking Spirit and according to the teaching of the anointing of the triune God. By studying the context of 1 John 2:27, we can see that the anointing is of the triune God. The pronouns him and his refer both to the Son and the Father who were previously mentioned. They may also refer to the eternal life. The anointing is the anointing of the Father, the Son, and the eternal life. The anointing is the moving and working of the indwelling compound Spirit, the compound ointment. This ointment is divine ointment, divine paint. In this divine paint are the element of the Father, the element of the Son, and the element of the eternal life. This divine ointment, this divine paint, is typified in Exodus 30 by the anointing oil, the compound ointment. The move of this ointment is the anointing. We have such an anointing within us, and this anointing teaches us. We have to learn to abide in this wonderful one who is Christ, the Lord, the Son, the Father, and God. There is a divine paint moving within us. By this moving of the ointment, this anointing, we are made clear concerning what we should be, what we should say, whom we should contact, where we should go, and what we should do. If we are abiding in Christ the Lord, the Son, the Father, and God, we will live according to the teaching of the anointing in all the affairs of our daily life. Sometimes the inner anointing tells us not to laugh that much. So we have to be one with Him. The sonship, the fatherhood, and the eternal life are compounded into the compound ointment that moves in us, and that moving is the anointing. This anointing teaches us at all times so that we can know His will, His heart's desire, His very nature, and His being. By His teaching, we know what kind of person the inner anointing wants us to be. To live according to the teaching of the anointing of the triune God is to live in the divine Trinity. When we are in the body and are diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit, we have the anointing of the Spirit. We have to come under the head, and we have to live in the body before we can receive the anointing. Many people do not receive any leading because they are not standing in the right place. They are not under the head and have not submitted themselves to the authority of the head. Neither are they in the body. In order for us to receive the anointing, we must submit to the head and live in the body. The more we live in the fellowship of the body, the more we enjoy the anointing of the Spirit. But there is a condition to us. We have to allow the cross to deal with our flesh and our natural life in a thorough way. Whether or not a believer can enjoy this fellowship depends on whether he has dealt with his natural life. Our natural flesh only deserves to die. It only deserves to be in ashes, to be on the cross. We cannot think by ourselves. We are not qualified to propose anything by ourselves. We must allow Christ to have the absolute sovereignty over everything. We must allow Him to be the Lord in an absolute way. If our natural life is dealt with by the cross, and if we submit to the headship of Christ and live the body life, we will have the Spirit's anointing and enjoy the fellowship of the body.